The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, I'm Nora. Welcome to my podcast, Behind the Moves, The Life of a Dancer. In this series, I will be talking about firsthand experiences, my experiences being a competitive hula and Tahitian dancer, all the way from training, competition life, and dancing at such a young age.
Do it for fun, don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 2, Practice Makes Perfect. In this episode, I'll be talking about what us dancers have to do and what myself does to prepare for a competition. So this is gonna be from like diet to training to practice and just all stuff like that. So I'm first gonna talk about how it feels to train at home. So training at home, I feel like, is very dreadful because you don't have like a teacher or you don't have anyone telling you like to get out of bed and practice. Like if you go to like the actual studio, then like of course you're gonna have to dance. Like you drove all the way there to, like, just to dance. But at home it's like, oh my gosh, like you don't want to get out of bed or like you don't want to get up the couch, because it's just like home is like where you like relax, and dancing sometimes gets really tiring, so sometimes you just don't want to do it. So it's like really like a responsibility thing when it comes to practicing at home, because like I said earlier, like no one's pushing you to practice. Like you have to make sure you're doing it yourself. Like you have to hold yourself accountable to practice at home. And I think of like practicing at home as like homework from school. Like for example, like, oh, after like a lecture, then you're gonna have to do homework so you can like prepare for a quiz. It's like the same thing with dance. Like after like studio practice, you're gonna go home and then the next day practice at home, so then you can be better for the next practice or like the next competition. And I'm pretty sure like all athletes even feel that way. Like I know like my brother, like after practice, like he gets home and we have a basketball hoop in the back of our backyard, so he just shoots around and like just has extra practice, like make sure to get those like extra reps in, like because you just want to make sure like you're staying on top of your stuff so that you could win. So when it's competition season, I try to practice at least 1 hour every day, and I know that doesn't work out like all the time sometimes, because I end up practicing for like 2 to 3 because of how much like I'm unsatisfied with myself and like my dancing that day. And that's why like it takes so long for me to practice sometimes, because it's like I'll take a video of myself practicing and it's like, oh my gosh, that was not good. So then I just keep going and this like just keeps happening. And then like I end up like watching other videos of like people practicing, because dancers post their progress like on Instagram, or like they'll post videos of them training at home, like how I am like training at home. And it's like, oh my gosh, like this is my competition. Like I have to be like as good as them or like even better than them so I could win. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why it takes me so long sometimes. But on my busy days, then I try to force myself to practice at least 1 hour. And in the summer, oh my gosh, it was so hard for me because I was working and I was taking 4 summer courses, like straight out of high school, like transitioning from high school to college, I was taking 4 summer courses and I was trying to dance at the same time, also while trying to have like a fun summer, which didn't really work out for me because of like how busy I was, because like I had so many things going on. But like dance is of course like important to me, but like school and work, like I have to go to. So every time like I wasn't at school or work, then I'd have dance. People would ask me to hang out in the summer, but I most likely said no because of how busy I was. It's like the only free time I have is when I'm finished dancing, don't have work, and finished all my schoolwork, which was barely in the summer because, man, summer was like really packed for me. But yeah, I try to practice as much as I can just so I can win the competition, of course. But yeah, that's why I take like practicing at home so seriously, because I feel like when I go back to the studio and I finally get to see myself in those big mirrors, then it's like I could see how much I've improved on from working at home. So that's why I try my best to like work as hard or even just get those hours in, just so I could like see how much I've improved and see what I need to fix. It's kind of like a test for me, like for the next practice in the studio, which is why I practice so much at home. So now let's talk about diet. And this one I feel like is really hard for me also. Actually, like, the whole road to competition is really hard, like prepping for everything, getting yourself to train at home, and like eating healthy. It's just a lot. So I try to like keep myself sane while I do all these things, because there's like a lot going on outside of dance, of course. So what I do like with my diet, when it comes to my diet, is I try to eat 3 meals a day. And I know this is hard for everyone, especially because I know like a lot of people get nauseous after breakfast, which is kind of weird, but that means you're not eating enough. So if you are getting nauseous after breakfast, that means you're not eating enough and you need to eat more. But I try to eat 3 meals a day because I want to be energized for the day, because I know that I'm probably going to have practice later, so I want to make sure I have enough energy for that. And like just like my entire day, like eating like 3 meals a day should probably make you feel really good, because you have the energy to do everything. And maybe not eating like really bad foods for your body, like breakfast, like you have a brownie, or like lunch you'll have pizza, and then dinner you have a burger. Like everything should be balanced out. Like it's pretty like self-explanatory, but as a dancer, like you want to make sure your body is like fueled and energized, but also not slowed down. Now let's transition into like what I can and can't have. So I can't have like too much fried foods. For example, like I can't eat fried chicken like multiple times a week, because that's just gonna slow me down. And there was like this one Asian drink called boba. I'm not sure if you guys know that drink, but it's a drink that me and my friends always get at the studio. After like practice, we would go to the nearest boba shop and we would just order boba, because it's like, I don't know, it's a very good drink to us, I guess. But yeah, it's like a reward after practice, and I don't know, it really slows you down. That, and I just learned that from my Tahitian teacher. So she came down one time from Tahiti, and she was like massaging us, because she's also like a massage therapist. I know, very off topic, but she was massaging us, and then she came to like our stomach-ish area, and then she asked one of the girls, she was like, "Did you have boba?" And then she was like, "Yeah, why?" And she was like, "No, boba's bad for you." And I was like, "What?" Because I guess like the actual like tapioca pearls, like they slow you down when you dance. So we weren't allowed to have boba for like the rest of that month until competition. So I make it a rule for myself that I can't have boba. Like even though me and my friends always get it, I have to put some restrictions on myself for dance. I also said that I couldn't have junk food unless I worked out or unless I practiced really hard. It's like kind of like a reward system. So like, yeah, working out makes you stronger, but it also like burns off everything, so like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't know, kind of self-explanatory, but yeah, that's what I told myself, is that like if I worked out, then I could have like the foods I want. And of course I still tried to eat healthy after I worked out and stuff like that, but there were a couple times where I had the foods I wanted to eat. So overall, like, you have a lot of restrictions when it comes to competition, and diet is a big thing, because like eating is a part of your everyday life, so it's really hard to put some restrictions sometimes. But as a dancer, you have to make those sacrifices so you could be the best dancer you can be. Finally, let's talk about how it feels to train at the studio. So like I said earlier, training at the studio is so much different than training at home. And training at the studio, I love it so much more, because people are there to push you, and you're not just like responsible for like doing whatever you want. Like people are there to help you and mentor you, and just, it's just so much better. I like it so much better. Also, just the vibe like at the studio compared to at home is just so much better when it comes to dancing, because you have the live drummers, so it's kind of like a mock competition, because they play all the beats for you that they're going to play at competition, so you really get that practice in. And like just hearing the drum beats, it just makes you feel so good and like so hyped to dance, and I just love it so much. I also mentioned earlier that there were really, really big mirrors there so you could see yourself, and I love these mirrors because like you really get to like watch yourself dance and like see what you're doing right or wrong, like I said earlier. And they're literally like floor to ceiling mirrors, like they're huge. So it's just like the whole vibe is just so different. And I think that's why like everyone loves coming to practice, and like they compare it to like practicing at home, which is why it's so hard practicing at home, because it's just not the same feeling. The only thing is, like, you only get one day of training at the studio. For my studio, it's every Monday, and we don't get that much studio time, unfortunately, like as much as we used to, but it's because of like COVID, so like everything changed, which is understandable. But now like it's really hard because you don't have like that same energy anymore from like before, because we used to practice like every maybe like 3 times a week, but now like it turned into 1. And I know like it's really hard for others to practice at home too, and it's really hard to stay motivated. So that like 1 day of practice a week can like really change you for competition, like in a good or bad way, because you have to be consistently practicing, and like you can't just practice for 1 week and then just stop and then just go the next week again, because you're just not going to get better that way. Like you're not going to be improving, because like you're just giving yourself like too much of a break. That's why when I'm at the studio, like I really cherish like my time at the studio, because that time is so valuable. Like you only get 1 day a week, so I really have to make use of that 1 hour at the studio. It's also very different because like I said earlier, like you're not just like mentoring yourself, like there's other people mentoring you, and after each round or like each drill, like they help you, like our teachers help us, like as students they'll critique you, like fix your arms, and like after each round like they'll tell you like what you need to do better, because sometimes like you can't, like you can only see how much you can do or like how much you didn't do. It's good to have like other perspectives sometimes, which I really love, because sometimes I just can't watch myself dance. So I always ask like others for advice, or like others, like if I need to fix anything or anything like that. I also feel like I work really hard because of like how much I compare myself to others, which can be good but bad. But I feel like in this way it's kind of good, because like it's kind of like you're competing against each other already. So like you're like comparing yourselves, like, okay, this girl is doing this, so I need to do something better. It's like you're trying to like one up each other, and it could be bad, like in some ways, but I think it's actually like really good, because for me at least, because it's like it pushes me to do better. Like if I'm next to like one of my friends and it's like we're kind of battling each other, and it's kind of funny sometimes, because like friends can turn into like enemies in an instant when it comes to like competition. Like when you're on that stage, or like when you're like competing like next to each other, like in a round, like you're not friends anymore, like you're just trying to win for yourself. And of course like that mindset gets kind of toxic sometimes, but dance is kind of toxic sometimes, and everyone knows it is, because winning is just very important. And yeah, I don't know, but I really like how we get to like compete with each other like at practice. It like pushes us to do better. But yeah, that's like everything, and all the prep that we have to do before competition, all of our training and diets and practices and everything like that. So just thank you for listening. I hope to see you in the next podcast.